Reflections of a former British Muslim extremist. You are going to listen to an interview with Ed Hussein, a British Muslim. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 5 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
You were born and raised in Britain. You were not an immigrant. You were perhaps living in a culture that was defined by immigrants. But, you know, talk to me a little bit about your British identity and why your link to that was susceptible or vulnerable or tenuous so that you'd were captured by some of these ideas.
We have a real problem in Britain. It was the case when I was growing up, and it's still the case now, in that it's extremely difficult to define Britishness, whereas in America it's different. You have a very clear sense of national identity. We don't have that here. There's the Welsh issue, the Scottish issue, and the Irish issue that compounds this problem. And then bring into the mix people who arrived in Britain in the 1960s after the winding up of the British Empire in the West Indies and in India. You have a group of people who arrived here, you know, my parents' generation, initially for economic purposes, with some hope of, you know, going back, as it were, one day, and that going back never happened. So my generation, born and raised here, were confused as to where our parents stood. At home, we were exposed to one culture. At school, we were exposed to another. So Britishness was never clearly defined for my generation growing up, and the fact that we've got communities up and down the country that live totally separate lives. I mean, in the name of multiculturalism, we've created these monocultural ghettos in Bradford, Birmingham, Burnley, parts of London, where there's no interaction between, you know, native white English communities and the children of immigrants. So it's very much a live problem here in Britain.
And I have a sense that when you first became attracted to a kind of politicized Islam, initially not necessarily extremist, but just that some of the words you used to describe what you found worthy in what you were experiencing was that, you know, it sounds like it almost seemed to bridge some of these different aspects of your identity that weren't bridged in the culture. You said it was English speaking, educated, rooted in faith.
See, when we went to mosques, when I went to mosques, most of the imams came from Pakistan, Bangladesh, India. They spoke about an Islam that was very much village-based, a folkloric Islam. It wasn't something that people like myself, born and raised here in Britain in a different cultural, social, political setup, could easily relate to. We were always given Islam in a second language, the language of our parents, Urdu, Bengali, whatever. But suddenly, when I reached my teens, there were these young people who spoke Islam in the language that I easily identified with, i.e. English. So it took me a while to cotton on to the fact that the sort of Islam they were trying to sell to people like myself was an Islam that was at odds with my parents' more Sufistic, traditional, orthodox Islam. But the English-speaking radicals were trying to promote a type of Islam that was, you know, Islamist, politicized.
You were born and raised in Britain. You were not an immigrant. You were perhaps living in a culture that was defined by immigrants. But, you know, talk to me a little bit about your British identity and why your link to that was susceptible or vulnerable or tenuous so that you'd were captured by some of these ideas.
We have a real problem in Britain. It was the case when I was growing up, and it's still the case now, in that it's extremely difficult to define Britishness. Whereas in America, it's different. You have a very clear sense of national identity. We don't have that here. There's the Welsh issue, the Scottish issue, and the Irish issue that compounds this problem. And then bring into the mix people who arrived in Britain in the 1960s after the winding up of the British Empire in the West Indies and in India. You have a group of people who arrived here, you know, my parents' generation, initially for economic purposes, with some hope of, you know, going back, as it were, one day. And that going back never happened. So my generation, born and raised here, were confused as to where our parents stood. At home, we were exposed to one culture. At school, we were exposed to another. So Britishness was never clearly defined for my generation growing up. And the fact that we've got communities up and down the country that live totally separate lives. I mean, in the name of multiculturalism, we've created these monocultural ghettos in Bradford, Birmingham, Burnley, parts of London, where there's no interaction between, you know, native white English communities and the children of immigrants. So it's very much a live problem here in Britain.
And I have a sense that when you first became attracted to kind of politicized Islam, initially not necessarily extremist, but just that some of the words you used to describe what you found worthy in what you were experiencing was that, you know, it sounds like it almost seemed to bridge some of these different aspects of your identity that weren't bridged in the culture. You said it was English speaking, educated, rooted in faith.
See, when we went to mosques, when I went to mosques, most of the imams came from Pakistan, Bangladesh, India. They spoke about an Islam that was very much village-based, a folkloric Islam. It wasn't something that people like myself, born and raised here in Britain in a different cultural, social, political setup, could easily relate to. We were always given Islam in a second language, the language of our parents, Urdu, Bengali, whatever. But suddenly, when I reached my teens, there were these young people who spoke Islam in the language that I easily identified with, i.e. English. So it took me a while to cotton on to the fact that the sort of Islam they were trying to sell to people like myself was an Islam that was at odds with my parents' more Sufistic, traditional, orthodox Islam. But the English-speaking radicals were trying to promote a sense, a type of Islam that was, you know, Islamist, politicized.